Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Giving all praises to the Holy Father, which is in heaven, and to His darling Son, Jesus, who died out on Mount Calvary so that we all may have a right to the tree of life. And to the blessed Holy Spirit, which abides in us and comforts us and teaches us in all manners spiritually. We'd just like to come to the Father and just say, oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus. For, oh, Father God, we come in no special shape, form, or fashion. For we come just humbling ourselves unto thee. And, oh, Father God, as we enter into your gates, we enter with praise in our hearts, and we enter with thanksgiving, O Heavenly Father, as we come to magnify you in your courts. O Father God, we give you glory, we give you all the honor, and we give you the praise as we bless your holy name. We bless you, O Lord, with all of our hearts as we forget not your benefits. We bless you, Lord, with all of our soul and all that is within us. Bless your holy name in the mighty name of Jesus, because we acknowledge you as the only and true God. We pray for forgiveness of all of our sins and iniquities and trespasses against thee. And at the same time, O Lord, we forgive those who have sinned and trespassed against us. O Lord, we recognize you as a healer, and we pray for healing to take place right now, not only in our bodies, but all through the land. Please, sir, have mercy. Oh, Father God, for we know that you heal all manner of diseases. You gave sight to the blind, and you caused the lame to walk. Not only that, O Heavenly Father, we know that you are a redeemer. You redeemed our lives from destruction, and you crown us with your loving kindness and tender mercy. And not only that, you satisfy the desires of our hearts with good things, according to your perfect will. We just want to give you thanks, O Heavenly Father. We want to thank you from the depths of our heart. We want to thank you for your word and for allowing your word to go forth, because we realize that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you for renewing our minds. We thank you for creating in us a clean heart. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for allowing your angels of protection to watch over us both day and night. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings. We thank you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pray and ask all these blessings and more. Amen. 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 Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. I would just like to say good morning to each and every one of you. Amen. And I put my prayers that the Lord will continuously bless you beyond not only what you could think of, but beyond your imagination. Amen. Amen. This is yours truly, Reverend Robert C. Lee, pastor of New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. Coming to you live at KYT 88.1. FM radio. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. I don't know about you, but I come to magnify the Lord. Amen. Now, I have a particular verse I would like to share with you today, and that particular verse comes from the book of Deuteronomy. That's Deuteronomy chapter 13. Amen. And that is the fourth verse. Deuteronomy chapter 13 and the fourth verse states, "Ye shall walk after the Lord your God, and fear him, and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him and cleave unto him. Now, let me say that again, that the Deuteronomy chapter 13, the fourth verse states, ye shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him and cleave unto him. Amen. Praise God. Now, my brothers and sisters, before I get into that, I would like to go all the way back up to the first verse, amen, of that 13th chapter. And it starts off by saying, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and giveth thee a sign or wonder, amen. Because you, as we know, people come forth and they say things and they do things. And sometimes those things do come to pass, amen. And the second verse says, and the sign or the wonder come to pass whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. You see, my brothers and sisters, it's just because they, what they are predicting or what they are saying has come to pass, their main goal is to get you to see things their way, amen? And when they get trying to get you to see things their way, then they're trying to get you to serve another God, amen? But see, I only know one God, amen? And I choose to serve him because he has proven himself to me time after time after time again. Because when you go back into the Bible, you'll find that there are many instances. Remember the three Hebrew boys? Remember Daniel in the lion den? Remember the story of Job? Amen. Time after time again, he has proven that he is God. And then when I look at what's going on, what has happened in my life, I can truly say that it's only because of God. Remember, the people of old would say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Amen. Because I know what God can do for me. I know who he is. But see, there are people that are trying to get you to see things their way. Now, I'm not going to get into details or talk about what type of religion or what they're practicing or whatever the case may be, because we all know. But I'm just going to tell you to beware of them. Amen. And then the third verse goes on to say, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet. He didn't say the prophet of the Lord, but you shall not hearken unto the words of that prophet that is trying to get you to serve other gods, that is trying to get you to do things the way that God has not ordained. Amen. Or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God proveth you. Amen. Because didn't he prove it? Remember when the children of Israel were held captive in Egypt. Amen. And they worked as slaves. God heard their cry, and he delivered them from the yoke of bondage. Amen. Now, I'm quite sure that there's someone out there today that can say that God has truly heard your cry, and he has delivered you from the yoke of bondage. Amen. Praise God Almighty. I don't know about you, but God has proven himself to me, because I can remember when there was a time when I wasn't living a lifestyle that was pleasing in his eyesight. He still looked beyond my faults. Hey, y'all don't mind. Well, praise God Almighty. Let me go back here. Let me slow it down for a second. Praise God. He proved you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all of your soul. You know how Uncle Sam used to have that slogan, said he's looking for a few good men. And with his man, he's looking for a few good men to serve this country in the manner that it needs to be served at that particular moment in time. So in other words, they're looking for a few good men of war. Well, I stopped by to let you know today that God is looking for a few good men and women to serve him to the best of their ability. And I know you heard that song. I remember when I was a kid, they had a song that say, "We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. And we have to hold up. We have to fight. Hold up that bloodstained banner. And we have to fight until the day we die." You see, my brothers and sisters, I want to know, are you there? Are you really ready to serve the Lord? Are you really ready to deny yourself and pick up your cross and follow Jesus? Because this old world is going to throw you some curves. This old world is going to have some ups and downs. This old world is going to have some pitfalls. But I stopped by to let you know, if you got your hand in the hand of the man who can change the land, who can save anybody. If you got your hand in the hand of the man who has the master plan, everything will be all right. And then we get to that fourth verse, and that fourth verse simply says, "You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments." You hear that, my brothers and sisters? You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments. Not your commandments. I'm talking about God's commandment. And keep his commandments and obey his voice. And you shall serve him. And when you serve him to the best of your ability. And then it goes on to say, and cleave unto him. Now the key word right there is cleave unto him. You see, when we say cleave, we're simply saying to adhere firmly. Amen. In other words, be loyal. In other words, be unwavering. But remember, in the book of Revelation, it says that if you be hot or cold, I'll spit you out. I'd rather you be hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth. Amen. You see, God don't want you to be one way or the other. He wants you to be dedicated, committed, and sold out. So I come to you today in the mighty name of Jesus to encourage you to be dedicated, committed, and sold out. I come to you today in the mighty name of Jesus to encourage you to deny yourself and pick up your cross and follow Jesus. Lord, because one of these days, y'all don't mind if I get a little happy. You see, because when I start thinking about the goodness of God, I start feeling like Jeremiah when he said, like fire shut up in my bones, because I just can't hold my peace, because I know what the Lord has done for me. How many of you know today that the Lord has done some things in your life? How many of you know today that the Lord has opened doors that were closed in your face? How many of you today know that the Lord has made a way when there was no way? I just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. Glory. Hallelujah. I come to you today, my brothers and sisters, with words of encouragement. Just encouraging you to keep God's commandments. Because there's a saying that I always like to say, that as long as I'm taking care of God's business, he's going to take care of my business. So I come to you today, keep his commandments, amen, and walk the way the Lord wants you to walk, and everything would be all right. This old world is going to do some things and going to present some things, because the noise of this world is very captivating. But I want you to stay focused and stay channeled. And keep your eyes on the prize. And the prize is what God has for you. Y'all heard that song that say that what God has for you, it is for you. Amen. So I want all that God has for me. So I made up my mind to be about God's business. I made up my mind to run and tell the story. And then let everybody know that God loved the world so much.
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
God is.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
To Almighty God be the glory. My God, you're my life, my hope, my strength, and my salvation. Money can't buy the peace that you've given me. No car, no ring, nobody and no thing can compare to the joy that you brought into my life. Lord, I pray that you use me if you see fit. Seek me first. Checks and all these material devices. Seems like salvation ain't even a part of y'all's equation, this worldly persuasion. It ain't saving nobody's soul. It's like we replaced my Jesus with all this silver and gold. Now let the truth be told. When did the Christ ever enlist the trappings of this world during his first earthly visit? What is this? We turn the Son of Man straight up into big business. Are all God's prophets just concerned in making some profit? Be, you Pharisees should stop it. That bread is unleavened. What does Luke 18:25 say about a rich man in heaven? We take Matthew chapter 7, and we all get carried away with it. You just read 6:19, but somehow most seem to just forget it. Or you just choose to edit and lay up all your worldly treasures. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Christ rebuke these pledges? Prosperity comes in measures, but it's not all monetary. You're truly missing the point when you make my God secondary. You better be wise and be wary, because that old devil is straight conniving to get your focus off the Christ and on what kind of car you're driving.
Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things
I'll
add
to you. Wait a minute, now let me ask y'all something. For goodness sakes, everybody cannot be T.D. Jakes. It's like that time when Oprah Winfrey spawned off about a million Ricky Lakes. Now everybody has their place in which the Lord has appointed. So why hate on that man? Because his calling is anointed worldwide. And yours might just be on the north side, but it's all in God's will, and at least it's your side. We gotta divorce pride and escape from all this here division, and flee like Halle Berry from a broadside collision. All this money up in religion, and we got church members that are still starving. It's like Satan took out a knife and he sat down and started carving out his vision. Christ's bride is in the noose and she's free swinging, preoccupied with pride, a fat ride and bling bling. I heard Donnie Mac singing about a rise up after your fall. But it's hard to get up when you're down with all this so-called big ball. If prosperity is your calling, I pray God will bless your mission. But don't lead the flock from bondage straight into a financial prison. There's more abundance in your living when you're giving God all the glory. At least that's what I'm going to tell my kids. Wayne, you better pass it on to Corey. Now, that's pretty much the story. God is good, and I can't deny it. He showers all his own with riches. It's just how you classify it.
Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you.
Yeah, Christ came that we may have life and have it more abundant.
Yes, he did.
But we have to stop measuring God's grace in dollar amounts. The size of your bank account in no way relates to your worth in his eyes. Think about it. The greatest man ever walked this earth, owned nothing more than the clothes on his back. Yet in his living, he has blessed us all with riches far beyond our wildest dreams.
Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you.
I'll add fill this place. Lord, let your glory, let it fill this place. Lord, we lift your name on high. You're the God of earth and sky, as we offer you this praise. Lord, let your glory, let it fill this place. Lord, let your glory, let it fill. She left her country and began to seek Jesus
And when she sought him and called on him, he answered her not a word. What do you do when you've run out of options? And in a last attempt, with the last ounce of strength you have left, you call on God and he says nothing at all. Finally, when he does speak, he says, I'm only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The woman said, you're not getting off that easy. A few moments later, he said, it's not me to give the children's bread to the dog. She said, I may be a dog, but even the dogs can eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Finally, she put all protocol out of the way. She stopped worrying about what anybody thought or what anybody said. And she just hollered out and said, Lord, help me. You don't have time to go through ceremonial routine. You got to open your mouth and holler out. Help me. I don't know whether it's legal or not legal. I don't know whether it's protocol or not protocol. I don't know whether I'm in order or out of order, but all I know is that thou art my help. We want to tell you tonight, if you need help, I dare you to call on God, for he is. I said he is.
Sometimes. I thought about you sometimes when my life became a plight, when it was dark, empty, and often cold. Yeah, I thought about your life. I thought about you sometimes as I acted out the fool. I knew you taught me better than what the world considered cool. Yeah, I thought about you sometimes while I hurt the ones that cared. I knew I disappointed you, but I was too blind to be scared. I thought about you sometimes, with each lie that rolled from my lips. You knew, but you just let me go on, just to see how far I'd slip. I thought about you sometimes, following so-called friends to hell, tripping on every temptation, yet you caught me whenever I fell. I thought about you sometimes, when all my plots blew up in my face. You always knew that it happened, yet still you offered me grace. I thought about you sometimes as I sat in the rear of your dwelling. I heard you call me out more than once. Inside, I felt your presence swelling. I thought about you sometimes while I opened every door, not knowing you were the solution that I was constantly searching for. I thought about you more times as with age I sought your peace, opened my eyes, mind, and heart to you. I felt my spirit increase. I thought about you most times when I saw how I'd been blessed, witnessed chaos succumb to order. I watched tranquility devour stress. Now I think about you all the time. Yes, your truth has made me free. For when I thought about you sometimes, you always thought of me.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Get ready, get ready, and get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast.